exporters in Brisbane, there are several who export exclusively to PNG and surrounds, and their businesses are have wholly been set up to do that business, that type of trading, and unfortunately they're facing going to the wall.
So these are businesses that supply, well, mostly Queensland produce, are they?
Queensland and also southern produce, but the bans that have been put into place, certainly in the winter months, affect exclusively Queensland vegetables.
And they're things like potatoes, onions, cabbage, right down to tomatoes, pumpkins and celery and lettuce. So these are going fresh vegetables going into what sort of consumer market?
All right, well, there's three types of markets in PNG that our people are exporting to. Firstly, it's the retail supermarket business. There's a few independent supermarkets in PNG, some supporting the expat community and some supporting the local community. So that's one market segment. The other market segment is the food services sector, that being the restaurants, hotels and alike in Port Moresby and Leigh and other places. And then finally there is the what we would call the institutional side of things. So talking about mine sites and government sites and things like that.
So what have you found out from those businesses that do direct their market to there?
Well, look, they sort of knew something was coming because back on the 11th of August, the Agriculture Minister in PNG had an article in their local newspaper, the PNG Post Courier, advising that they intended to ban imports of Australian produce, fresh produce, including those items listed earlier. So they thought something was coming, and unfortunately it's come. And
so what does PNG give for its reasons? I mean, is it to do with pest control?
No, absolutely not. It's a what they call a non-technical trade barrier. That's a government term for politics. Now, the situation is they're trying to stimulate their own local production. They're also trying to protect their own local suppliers, to wit, small farmers and farmers that they're trying to set up, small and medium sort of organisations. Now, this isn't new. We've had this situation before happen, but the customer base up there are not happy with the local production. They're not happy with the quality, the consistency of supply, and so invariably they come back to us. And it's my view that in a very short time, when their supermarket shelves are empty, that they'll be coming back to us, because where else are they going to get it from? I've been to New Guinea several times. I'd like for them to be able to increase their self-sufficiency, and that's fine. But to blatantly ban the trade against standard international conventions is not right.
Australia has refugee processing centres in Papua New Guinea. How will they be affected by this ban on Australian imports of vegetables?
Well, that's going to be interesting because, of course, they're on PNG soil, so the import permits need to be raised and authorised by the PNG government. I don't know how they're going to feed those people, because these are what are staple lines: onions, potatoes, carrots, tomatoes. These are staple lines. These aren't luxury lines. And so that's going to be an interesting development over the next few days.